Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and well, we're getting to the end of this bonus material. I hope you're enjoying these last four or five videos and the topics, because I think this leads you into the future of what you study about your human development. Yesterday we talked about the four substitutes. Today we're talking about personal magnetism and what it is and how to be more present and how to be more engaging and engage more people and how to draw to yourself what you want. Many people are very busy reaching out to grab things. They want. But really, the secret is, how do you draw people towards you to give you what you want? And how do you engage others to follow your vision, to follow your ideas, to support your inspiration? You can't do it alone. You need people on board. And if you're not good at drawing people in to get them on board, if you're all shy and really nice to everybody, and nobody's going to jump on board your inspiration. That you need to magnetize people to want to participate. Now, whether you're building a business and you want to draw people in to have love and loyalty for your brand, whether you're building a family and you want to draw people in so that they are attracted to you and stay that way, because it's easy to get people on board at first, you just have to use substitutes. And the question is, how do you keep them there? Whether it's you trying to build a sporting career or health, whatever it is, you want to draw the resources towards you and have them support your journey. You can't do it alone. So personal magnetism works like this. So every science, whether it's breathing science or yoga science, or whether it's prayer science, or whether it's meditation science, or gymnastics, or running, or athletics, requires energy. And that energy, when you put it together, there's four components of it. The first component is to build it. So we eat to build energy, we exercise to build energy, we take pills to get energy, we go to inspiring places to get energy, we can energize ourselves and build that energy. Once we've built it, the next question is, can we sustain it? Can we hold on to it? That's a really good question, because if you can't store that energy, you become nervous. You know, if you fill your body up full of excitement, you fuel your body up and you go, whoa, I feel really, I've just had a, you know, bowl of sugar, or you've been inspired by something and you feel so energized. The question is, do you have the presence? Do you have the steadiness, the poise, the nervous system to hold the energy? Or will you blow it away and blow it away and blow it away? And I'll talk about that in a minute. So you can store it, you can build it, you can store it. The next question is, can you stop the loss of it, the waste of it? If you look at the habits of people, depressions, nervousness, anxiety, worry, sleeplessness, 90% of all the human things that we call problems that everybody faces in life are done in order to drain energy, that people cannot find anything in their life interesting enough to focus it on. They say, I want to have a new house, or I want to renovate, or I want to have a new car. And those things are great. Yeah, we want to build them. But do they inspire people to come on board with you? No, they're self-indulgent. What are we doing that makes other people want to be part of your team, part of your business, part of you? And do you have to be nice to everybody all the time, drain your own energy in order for them to come on board? Or have you got a mission, a vision, a statement that makes people want to really be there? And are you committed to that vision, mission, statement? Or are you just using it as rhetoric? So you've got to ask yourself these questions. And when you start to do that, you'll stop the loss of energy. You'll stop wasting it, blowing it out the door. And you'll stop wasting it. The last one is directing your energy. So if you can build energy like a battery, charge it up, hold the energy, sit there and go, boom, I've got energy in my body. I don't have to blurt it out. I don't have to shake it out. I don't have to get all, I don't have to go worrying about things that are not important. I don't have to surround myself with nervous people to feel like I've got a purpose in life. You suddenly start to feel like you've got petrol in the body. You feel like a battery full of charge, and you start to value that. And this is called self-worth. Now, finally, in this sequence, build it, store it, stop the loss of it. The last one is direct it. Now, when you start to direct energy, you can actually draw things to you. This is called the manifestation process, but it's more than that. What it's saying is, if you energize your thoughts enough, if you've got a thought in your mind that's energized enough, not blurting, not running around, not chasing after things in cars and buses and running down here and running over there and going to the gym and pumping it out and wasting your fuel. When you finally get this feeling of being a storage battery of energy, you suddenly, your shoulders go back, your chest comes up, and you start going, boom, I've got a thought. And then you start dreaming it. You start dreaming, and the magnetism comes in the form of visualization. And there's a course available for you here, absolutely no charge if you continue coaching, on how to visualize and manifest. Because all the qualities of every great leader in the world and every great person is not just they sit in the chair going, oh, I wish I had a new tennis racket, or I wish I was better at cricket, or I wish I was better at business, I wish somebody would give me a new job. No, that's not visualization. The visualization course is about how to get a thought in your brain, how to get it there, and how to move that thought, how to move that thought back the other way, how to roll the thought upside down, how to three-dimensionally visualize it, how to hold it, how to change its color, how to change its shape, how to peel it apart and open it up and take out every molecule, how to put it back together, how to shape it. Visualization isn't just this fantasy world of going, I wish I had something. No, directing this power, this gift. Now, all life force is magnetism. So if you want to give magnetism another name, energy, you can call it life force. We can build life force, we can store life force, we can stop the loss of life force, and we can direct life force. I put a booklet here on today so that you can read a little bit more about it if you're interested, but it's certainly an incredible topic to focus on for the future. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.